When you receive treatment for a medical problem, you expect that it will make you feel better. But what if the opposite happens and the treatment becomes the problem? Today, we'll be exploring medication overuse headache.
This is Progress in Mind Resource Center, sharing the latest insights and expert views in psychiatry and neurology.
There is an old saying credited to the Swiss physician Paracelsus, who lived during the German Renaissance in the 16th century.
All things are poison, and nothing is without poison. The dosage alone makes the thing so it is not poison.
This is relevant across medicine today, and no less so in migraine treatment. You can imagine how it might start. Someone has a migraine attack. They want relief that will take their pain away. They turn to a medication that has worked for them before. But later, their migraine returns, and so they take more medication. But in some patients, the migraine returns faster, and the treatment doesn't take away the pain completely. A vicious cycle has begun. With increasing migraine frequency and difficulty in controlling each episode comes increasing self-medication. Eventually, the medication doesn't treat the pain, but actually causes it to worsen. So how much of a problem for migraine patients is so-called medication overuse headache, or MOH? We asked Dr. Giorgio Lambrou, consultant neurologist and headache specialist at Guy's and St. Thomas's NHS Foundation Trust in London.
So medication overuse headache is a very common health problem occurring worldwide and affecting about 1 to 2% of the general population. It's estimated that medication overuse headache affects about 60 million people worldwide. If you look at the studies, the prevalence varies between 1 to 2 up to 7% in the general population in certain countries. Now, medication overuse seems to affect mostly women, with a ratio women to men of 4 in 1. In terms of the peak age prevalence of medication overuse, that seems to be between 50 and 60 years of age. Now, medication overuse is also described in children, though, in a small population of children with headaches. In terms of patients with migraine, it is estimated about 60 to 70% of migraine patients can develop medication overuse at some stage.
Dr. Lambrou explained how easy it is to fall into medication overuse.
And this is not surprising, because if you think that migraine is such an undertreated and underrecognized condition, that high percentage of patients with medication overuse doesn't surprise, because patients quite often have to self-medicate, and the easiest way to do it is just to take painkillers. And so you can see how the vicious cycle can take place once painkillers are taken frequently and the migraines get worse, and then medication overuse headache starts, and this becomes a difficult to break vicious cycle.
And yet some patients don't seek treatment even when their migraines are getting worse. What could be the reasons for this?
Some patients, with lack of awareness and understanding of medication overuse, they believe that taking painkillers is the only option for treating their headaches. And so that's why global educational campaigns are really important, to increase awareness and make sure that patients understand there is more apart from painkillers. I'm sure there are so many people sitting at home just taking painkillers, suspecting that this is the only way forward, and they still suffer with headaches, which over time become more and more intrusive and disabling.
But how much of a problem really is public awareness?
Unfortunately, there isn't much awareness in the public about medication overuse, despite the continuous effort from clinicians like us, migrant charities, International Headache Society, and so on and so forth. There has been a study in the UK that was conducted in undergraduate students. They showed that only about 20% of the students were aware of medication overuse headache and aware of the fact that taking regular painkillers could actually worsen headache disorders. Other studies showed percentages as low as 8% in terms of awareness of medication overuse amongst the public.
Even patients who are aware of the concept of medication overuse may not change their habits.
There are some other patients that with clear medication overuse, they prefer not to seek any further treatment because they don't like the idea of taking certain tablets that can change their blood pressure, heart rate, cause gastrointestinal symptoms. They don't like the idea of taking antidepressant. They don't like the idea of taking antiepileptic with the possible cognitive side effects. And they don't know that there are other treatments, more advanced treatments.
And it's not just patients who need targeting for education about MOH. Raising awareness amongst family doctors and general practitioners is key as well.
There have been a few studies showing how if we involve general practitioners in understanding and being aware about medication overuse, that can have a good impact, of course, for our patients. There has been a Northern European study where GPs were offered a sort of one-day education in headache. And apparently this brief intervention enabled GPs to be more aware about headache and about medication overuse and improved the level of care of their patient, including the management of medication overuse headache.
In addition to doctors in general practice, there is another often overlooked profession that may be the first port of call for migraine patients, pharmacists.
They've got a very important role in health promotion and education. And so it is crucial that they recognize when a patient is asking for too many or taking too many painkillers, especially for migraine, and the role that that can have in developing medication overuse headache. Now, thankfully, there have been some global campaigns recently, like the Lifting the Burden global campaign against headache, which is a UK, United Kingdom-based charity that worked in coordination with the WHO in the attempt to increase awareness about common headache disorders, including migraine and including medication overuse headache.
Awareness of MOH amongst patients and healthcare professionals is an area that clearly needs improvement. But how much do we actually know about what causes MOH? Is it really as simple as just taking too much medication? We asked Dr. Lambrew what could underlie the change from an effective treatment into a contributor to MOH.
Partly, we believe there is a genetic predisposition to medication overuse headache. If you look at the literature, over 33 genes that have been identified as risk factors for medication overuse have been identified, and they predominantly are genes involved in serotoninergic and dopaminergic transmission, drug dependence, and oxidative stress, and CGRP, calcitonin gene-related peptide pathways. The problem is so far we haven't been able to identify a gene or a pool of genes that consistently can sort of make someone more susceptible to medication overuse headache. There must be a genetic component.
What changes can happen in the brains of patients who, understandably, reach for acute medication more often than they should?
We know from neurophysiological research that patients with medication overuse headache show neuronal hyperexcitability, and they show an increased response to certain stimulation and an habituation deficit, which we see in some patients with migraine, but we see them also in patients with medication overuse headache. So actually, what happens over time in people that take frequent or daily painkillers is that they develop a deficit in habituation, and that's part of the reason why they develop a cortical hyperexcitability, which makes them more prone to chronification of their headache.
But it's not all doom and gloom. There is some good news from patient studies.
We know that this chronification process, though, can be reversible if you stop the painkiller. And this has been shown in some imaging studies, both structural and functional, which showed some very interesting volumetric changes and functional changes and metabolic changes in human brain in patients with medication overuse. And these changes normally involve certain areas that is called the pain neuromatrix, which seems to be abnormally activated in people with medication overuse. But then when you stop the painkiller and they don't have medication overuse headache anymore, and you rescan these patients, it seems that certain areas of the brain normalize. And this shows to a degree how the chronification process due to medication overuse headache can be reversible.
Although certain classes of medications are known to be particularly bad offenders, it's not as simple as just picking a different treatment. Most patients will have comorbidities that can limit the treatment options.
If you look at the evidence, it is clear that the presence of certain comorbidities can increase the risk of medication overuse headache, but it can also contribute to medication overuse headache treatment failure and increase rate of relapse once patients have been withdrawn from painkillers. If you look at the most frequent comorbidities that are known to increase risk of medication overuse headaches, depression happens in about 40% of patients. Anxiety is very frequent in almost 60% of patients with MOH. There is a group of patients, about 30%, that also have features of obsessive-compulsive disorder, for example. Other comorbidities that can increase the risk of medication overuse headache include other chronic pain disorders, gastrointestinal complaint, for example, like irritable bowel syndrome.
Treating patients with MOH also requires a broader approach to general well-being.
We also know that a certain lifestyle is important and can increase the risk of medication overuse headache. For example, smoking habit, inactivity, obesity, excessive intake of caffeine have all been shown to be able to increase the risk of medication overuse headache. So it's important that when someone assess a patient with medication overuse headache, they look at the patient as a whole, not just as the headache disorder, but they look at their comorbidities and they try to address them as much as possible. That's why sometimes the treatment and the assessment of medication overuse headache has to be multidisciplinary, and the neurologist has to discuss the cases and involve other professional figures like physiotherapists, for example, psychologists, in order to tackle the either pain comorbidities or the mental health comorbidities.
Now that we know the potential causes and contributors, let's explore how to identify early warning signs and what the future might hold for treatment and management of MOH. Migraine can be a complex disorder, and it may be tricky to tease apart the different aspects and contributors. One potential indicator of a greater risk of developing MOH is if a patient is suffering from episodic migraine that is worsening or becoming very frequent.
I think patients that have migraine, which is still episodic but is high frequency, so let's say over 8 migraine days a month but less than 15, this is the category of patients that is at risk of developing medication overuse. This is the patient where we can make a big difference in terms of preventive treatments and where we should work hard to try and reduce the frequency of migraines so that they don't continue taking an excessive amount of painkillers and develop from an episodic form of migraine a chronic form of migraine.
What other factors could indicate a risk of MOH in existing patients?
The other warning sign in patients that may suggest that they're going to develop medication overuse headache is patients that systematically take painkillers to treat most of their headaches without letting the headache develop. And this is normal in certain patients, especially those who are given triptans, because we know that triptans need to be taken as soon as the headache starts. When this becomes a daily occurrence, then of course, what we tend to say to our patient is that in some cases, the headache will not evolve into a migraine and it may go away after a few hours or it may stay at a low level of intensity. And so that headache may not need to be treated. So if the patient treats every single headache with a painkiller, that's a warning sign, of course, that they are developing medication overuse, but also that there are some perhaps psychological mechanisms that need to be addressed, including the anxiety of the patient developing migraine, and so the preemptive treatment with painkillers, which will quite often end up in a medication overuse sort of vicious cycle.
We've heard about the current picture of MOH, but there is clearly room for improvement. What does the future of research, prevention, and treatment look like?
It is very important that we understand whether medication overuse headache mechanisms have got something different biologically from actually the mechanisms of migraine that will enable us to then understand a bit better the entity medication overuse headache as a whole. And of course, we need better treatment. We need better treatment for patients that, for example, cannot withdraw medication over their painkillers. We need to have treatments that work even in the context of medication overuse headache. And we need painkiller medications that perhaps are able not to produce medication overuse headache, even if they are taken very often. And there is new research coming out on this topic, which is, of course, quite exciting.
A consequence of the COVID-19 pandemic is that people are more comfortable with digital technology. That also opens up potential opportunities.
For the future, I think it is important that we inform our patients in using digital technology, for example. It's important that we put our effort in creating apps where we can communicate with the patients and they can write down the amount of painkillers that they take, and so that we know from digital applications or digitalized diaries, for example, that your patient is taking an excessive amount of painkillers, and so you need to act on that and you need to let them know. And I think this is an opportunity, and the introduction of telemedicine has opened several opportunities, and I hope that in the future, exploring more sort of our technological advances and use them to diagnose, treat and prevent symptoms in our patient will be something that is going to happen, and I think is one of the way forward to improve management of medication overuse headache, but other headaches, especially in the COVID era.
In today's episode, we've been talking about medication overuse headache, or how too much of a good thing can be bad for you. With the help of Dr. Giorgio Lambrou, we've learned how medication overuse headache is a challenging problem that can wipe out the gains of previously successful treatment, and how awareness amongst the public and clinicians alike is lower than it should be. We heard how the changes that happen in the brain can be reversed, and that focusing treatment on the whole patient can help. And lastly, we saw how opportunities for improving patient outcomes can come from unexpected places, even a pandemic. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast, sharing the latest insights and expert views in psychiatry and neurology. We invite you to explore further resources here on our website,